This is Daf HaShavua. This week is Ksuvos Daf Lamed. We're on Lamed Amud Aleph, 10 lines down, at the word Ula'afuke. A little bit of a background. There is a principle known as Kamlei B'Derabimine. When you have a case where someone, let's say, is chai of Misa and chai of Mamon, so Kamlei B'Derabimine literally means that we establish that which is more severe of the two. So the halacha is that the person is going to get Misa by Beis Din and is not going to have to pay. Misa and Mamon, you chayv Misa, and you don't pay the Mamon. You get only the more severe of the two punishments. That's derived from a pasuk. The Torah speaks about a case where there's a man who injures a woman. The Torah says, v'lo ye ason, the woman does not die, but unfortunately she's a pregnant woman, and the fetus dies. So the pasuk says, "V'lo ye'ason," in a case where the woman does not die, no accident literally happens to her, anosh ye'onesh, he is going to be punished by having to pay the demei v'lados, the value of the child of the fetus. What's implicit in that is that, let's say there is an ason, the woman does die, and if the woman does die, then he is chayiv misa, the assailant, then it won't be anosh yonesh. He will not have to pay mamon. That's one of the sources that we have for the principle of kamlei b'derabimine. Now, generally speaking, we assume that kamlei b'derabimine applies where there are two punishments. There are from Beis Din, one being Misa, one being Mamon. So if you're going to get Misa, you're going to be pater from Mamon. You have a person, let's say, is Mechal Shabbos, and Mechal Shabbos by lighting a fire, igniting a fire, that's an Isser Doraisa. At the same time, he causes damage to his friend's property. He does not have to pay for the monetary harm because he's going to be killed by Beis Din for violating Shabbos. Kamlei b'derabimine. So Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, we'll see in a moment, takes this a step further and says this is not only true where there are two punishments that are going to be given by Beis Din, where Beis Din is administering, number one, a Misa and a potential Mamon, where we say you don't pay the Mamon, you just get the Misa. This is true even if the Misa is coming b'day Shamayim, is coming from Hashem, is, let's say, a Misa of Kares. You also will be exempt from paying money. That is not obviously the halacha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah speaks about a man who violates a Nara, and the Nara, one of the examples was Achoso, was his sister. So in such a case, living with one's sister is a chi of Kares. And the Mishnah still says you're going to pay knas. Now, why is he paying knas if he's chayiv misa for living with his sister's chayiv kares? So the simple answer is because that's not a chayiv misa Beis Din. When you have Beis Din administering misa and mamon, then we say you get the misa, not the mamon. But when the misa is coming from Hashem and the mamon's coming from Beis Din, then he's going to be chayiv both. Says the Gemara, that is not the opinion of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane. Says the Gemara, Ula fuke mid Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, our Mishnah that says you chayev to pay knas even in cases where you violate an iser kares, which would be a chiyuv misa b'day shamayim, a chiyuv kares. So this is not in accordance with Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane, who would exempt you from the mamon even in such a case. This sign, as we learn in a brisa, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane haya oses yom kippurim kishabbos l'tashlumin. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane would make Yom Kippur just like Shabbos regarding payment. Now Yom Kippur is similar to Shabbos regarding the Isra Malacha, but on Shabbos you chayev skila if you warn, and on Yom Kippur there is no skila. You're only chayev kares. So we would say like this: if you mechalel Shabbos and cause harm to someone, cause damage to someone, so then you chayev misa for Shabbos, and you pater from paying the money for the damage you cause. But if it's Yom Kippur, where the chiyuv misa is kares, so then you would be chayev. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akane equates Yom Kippur to Shabbos and says, Ma Shabbos mischayev b'nafshu pater b'nafshu hashlumin. Just like when it comes to Shabbos, you are liable to pay with your life, but you're patur from payment, from monetary payment. Af Yom Kippurim mischayev benafsho upatur min hatashlum. So take a look at Rashi, a little bit more than halfway down. Ulafukim yabenuchonya masnistin de mechayev tashlumin leba alachos. So the Mishnah, that's mechayev you to pay the knas when a man is bolish sister. Avaf al pishim mischayev kares bibiyaso. Even though it's chayev kares, that's mafka min yabenuchonya. Because he says that if there's a chayev kares, you're not going to throw him to pay knas. And the example he gave is next Rashi is Yom Kippurim Keshabbos Liftor Hamadlik Hasagadish BeYom Kippurim. Someone lights on fire someone else's heap of grain on Yom Kippur. It's Keilu Hidliko B'Shabbos and Ma Shabbos. Next Rashi Shumisas based in Pater Mitanashluminatashlumin Kedistan Masnisin Gabe Ba Albito V'Yaliflomi V'Loye Ason Anoshionesh. That's the source. When it comes to someone who violates his daughter, so there he's not going to pay knas, because there's a chiyuv mises based in. Af Yom Kippurim, shehu bekare, says Rashi, chiyuv nefesh uzeh, upatur min hatashlum. Bottom line is, it's a chiyuv nefesh. Chiyuv nefesh, we also apply the principle of kamalei bedramine, according to Rabbi Nechonya ben Hakane, which of course is against the opinion in our Mishnah. So back in the Gemara. So the Gemara, now says like this. My time in Dabbe Chomin Akana, the Gemara wants to know. So what's the reason for this? So, after all, I understand Kamla Vidurabimine based on the Pasuk of Velo Yia Ason on Osheresh. Here we're talking about someone who's Chai Misa because he killed someone, this woman, and therefore he's Pater from paying for the Demei Velados. And if he does not kill her, and therefore he's not Chai Misa, he's Chai to pay for the Velados, Demei Velados. Where does Rabbi Nechunya Akanya learn that this would apply even to where the Misa is coming Bidei Shomayim? So Amar Abaye, Nemar Ason Bidei Adam, Venemar Ason Bidei Shomayim, you have Xerah Shavah. It says the word ason regarding bidei adam, that was our case. V'lo ye ason on osheonesh. But it also says ason regarding bidei shamayim. And we'll see in a moment where that is. Ma ason ha'omer bidei adam is pater min hatashlumin. Af ason ha'omer bidei shamayim pater min hatashlumin. So look at Rashi. What's this ason bidei adam versus ason bidei shamayim? So Rashi says, ason bidei adam, three lines before it gets wide. V'lo yason de mishtoy b'misas based in that v'lo yason that's dealing with misas, talking about misas based in the case of the man who attacked this woman, who pregnant woman, l'neimar dehecha doleka misas based in where there's no misas based in v'lo yason, then anoshe anesh mishalim de mevelados. But it also says aso midei shamayim v'karahu ason. Remember Yaakov was warning, was very nervous to send Binyamin, because he says, you send him along with Karao Ason on the way, and Ason's going to have, what type of Ason is he talking about? The assumption is, he's going to get sick, something's going to happen to him along the way, and Bidei Shamayim, and therefore I don't want to send him along. So what do you see from here? You see that Ason is connected to Ason, just like the Ason, one Ason, is a reference to Misa Bidei Adam, Bidei based in. So there's an Ason by Bidei Shamayim. So we have the right to equate the two. If Kamlei B'Drabanei applies to an Ason Bidei Adam, it can apply to an Ason Bidei Shamayim. So the Gemara says, since when? Maskif lo Rava Debarava, beginning of the line, Mimaydichi kam Mizar lehu Yaakov lebnei, Al tzinim upachim dibidei shamayim ninhu dilma al arya veganve dibidei adam ninhu. So he's saying like this: what is Yaakov afraid of? Yaakov's warning his sons. You know, I'm afraid what's going to happen. Tzinim upachim, literally cold and hot. He's going to get a cold. He's going to get sick. He's going to catch the flu along the way. He's going to get sick along the way. So that's obviously that type of illness is bidei shamayim. Why do you think that was the only concern Yaakov had when he used the word v'karau ason? Maybe dilmal arya v'ganvi. He's worried about lions. He's worried about robbers, which is bidei adam. So maybe the ason in that pasuk is also an ason of bidei adam, and Rabbi Nachum and Akana then no longer has a raya, has no gzera shava to connect one ason to another ason, and assume that the same rule of kavla b'derabbanei would apply to the ason bidei shamayim. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Atu Yaakov, aha Azhar, aha lo Azhar. What do you think? Yaakov was warning them, oh, be careful. I don't want a Binyamin to be attacked by thieves. I don't want it to be attacked by lions. But illness, I'm not worried about. I'm not warning you to take care of him to make sure he doesn't get sick, which is Bidei Shamai. What are you talking about? Yaakov, Al Komi Eliyazar. Obviously, he was warning them about everything. So obviously, that includes a Bidei Shamayim element. And that's why we put that into the same category as Bidei Adam. Look at Rashi, Bidei Shamayim. Two lines from the bottom. Imboim por onios ala adam gzeras melechu. So we assume that is gzeras melech, and we're going to see how that relates to the Gemara in a moment. So the Gemara is going to say like this. We'll do one line. We'll stop in the middle because there's an important tosis to take a look at, and then we'll continue in the next shir. The Gemara now says like this. The Gemara says, hold on one second. Vitzinim pachim bidei shamayim ninu. You're telling me that hot and cold, an illness, a cold that comes from being too cold or too hot, is something that's bidei shamayim, that if, as Rashi says, if a paratus comes, I know that's a gzeras melech. That's from Hashem? What do you mean? Vahatanya, don't we learn in a brisa, hakol bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim pachim. No, that everything is bidei shamayim, except a cold and hot. Shenamai, as the pasuk says, tzinim pachim biderech ikesh, shomer nafsho yirchak mehem. Cold and heat are biderech, are in the path of the one who is crooked, shomer nafsho. But if you guard yourself, you can distance yourself from that. What do you see? It's within your control of that. So why do you say that illness that comes because a person is sick because he has exposure to cold and heat? You're telling me that's bidei shamayim. That's what you mean. That a person does to himself. And so we'll get to the next question in a moment. But this is the Gemara's question. The Gemara will address this issue in a little bit. But on that topic, that hakol bidei shamayim chutz mitzinim upachim, so take a look at the second to last Tosus on the page. Tosus asks very important but theological questions really here. Tosus says like this. Hold on one second. You just told me that everything bidei shamayim except catching a cold. So that means that the only thing I have control over is whether I'm going to get sick because I have exposure to excessive heat or excessive cold. So that means that anything else that happens to me is all, bidei shamayim, I have no control over. What do you mean? The Gemara says in Shabbos, the person shouldn't stand by makom sakana. Alma yachol lishmor atzmam min haparonos. That sounds like I can guard myself from this sakana, and it's not related to illness at all, to a cold and heat. It sounds like I'm in control of that too. V'chein kir natui, dasur lavor tachtov. You have a wall, and it's leaning a little bit. Looks like it's going to fall. You know, the halacha is an ala pass by. What do you mean? Why can't I pass by? You're telling me the only thing in my control is which Hashem is putting in my control is whether I get sick from exposure to heat or cold. But anything else is all min hashamayim. I have no control over it. Oh, so why are you telling me it's a problem with walking underneath this wall that's leaning? If Hashem wants me to die, I'm going to die. It's going to fall. And if not. So what should be the issur of standing in a makom sakana? Answers Tosos. We have to qualify this a little bit. Hasam min apshia, you're right. Yochol lishmor atzmo. The havada sheya biyado lahamis atzmo. You're right. From pure negligence, that I certainly have control. Avol kshemivi and olav min hashamayim ba'ones, ef shalol lishmor. But if there's something ones happening in Hashamayim, out of my control, a freak accident, I really can't guard myself from that. Avoltzinim pachim, but when it comes to the getting sick from heat and cold, la'olam al yavo alav bonus, that will never fall upon a person. Bonus, you know why? Im rotzeh lizeh. If you want to be careful, you can be careful. You make sure to put on a coat, and you make sure to stay inside, and make sure not to stay out too long. That's always within your control, as opposed to other types of sakhanas that sometimes are within your control, and you can control the sheer, the negligence on your part. But at other times, it's really not in Hashem's hands. Ay, vim tomar es tosos, vahadar shinon, vehisi Hashem im kol kol choli, zetzina. What do you mean? Hashem will remove all illnesses. Hashem will remove all illnesses. The Gemara calls that tzina. That's referring to cold. Almede shamayim sounds like it's coming from Hashem. Yesh lomar. No, this is what it means. Dahainu sheyecha makarush baruchu olamo. O yitin lo malbushim v'lo yitzarech lizohair. What it means is like this. That Hashem, no, really it's in my hands. What it means is that Hashem is giving me the opportunity, the ability to take control over it by giving me clothing or making sure that it's warm outside, but really it's within my control. Hashem can set the stage for my ability to take control over getting sick from heat and cold. It's not really coming from Hashem. That which is coming from Hashem, that Hashem removes, is the fact that it'll make it warm outside or give me the clothing to cover myself. Vim tomar, what do you mean? V'hapachem yidei shamayim hi? Now I'll show you that heat is from Hashem. Kedamrin v'reshus rab, perek tezvav, you have a medrash, which says, Amar lei Antoninus le Rebbe. Antoninus said to Rebbe, tzoli alai, daven for me. He said to Rebbe, Amalei, Rachamana Shei Zech Min Tzinsa. So Rebbe said, Hashem should protect you from the cold. Amalei, Dutz Lo Si. What do you mean? That's davening. Yatir Chad Kasi, right? Mitzinsa Osli, I'll put on a coat, and then the cold is going to go away. I don't need you to daven for me. So Amalei, No, I will daven you. Tish tazav misharv. Oh, you should be protected from heat. Amalei, kedut shlosa. All right, that is a real davening. That's a real tefillah. You can't protect yourself from Hashem's heat. What do you see? The heat is coming from Hashem. You can't control that. Why are you telling me pachim is really tzina? I understand, but pachim is heat. It sounds like it's coming from Hashem. I can't control the yesh lomar. Dekroksiv b'ovrei derachim o b'milchama. That pasuk of einis tamech hamaso. You can't protect yourself from Hashem's heat. That's people who are out at war. People who have to travel for a long time. Shemahalchim osim debiderech. Shemahalchim osim debiderech ein adem yachol yizahim rachom. On the way, you can protect yourself. If you have to be out, so a king, Antoninus, he has to be out for a long time. The soldiers have to be out. You're absolutely right. That is from Hashem. Bavolim rotsa leishev beveso yachol yizahir sheyesh bebayis shel avanim o yikones bemartev. So, but I can control, generally speaking, of course I can control the heat. If I don't have to be out as a soldier, as a king, traveling for a long time, of course I have the ability to control it, and therefore pachim in general is within a person's control. You skip a little bit, a famous question towards the end of the line, 2-3 lines before the end of Tosfos, the word vaha. Vaha da amar. What about the Gemara in Brachos? Hakol bidei shamayim chus miira shamayim. Wait, hold on. The Gemara here says everything bidei shamayim except getting a cold from heat and cold exposure. And now you're telling me no, everything bidei shamayim except yira shamayim. So what? Which one is it? Ein in yano lakan. Now that is now that's a different topic. Dehosam koi alav lad b'meimo. That's talking about when they have a fetus within its mother's womb. So what does it mean? Everything b'day shamayim akot michotz b'yirah shamayim. Whether the child will have yirah shamayim, that's within the child's control. She goes in im yehei ani o ashir, maybe gibor or chalash. That's a gezerah that Hashem will do. Tipei shochacham avol tzadik v'roshalo. That's within a person's control. V'hacha here, when it comes to tzinim upachim, mayri b'ma'oros habos al adam. It's not talking about the decision, what's going to happen in terms of the tzidkus of a person. This is talking about what's going to happen to a person physically in their life. That's, of course, HaKol B'Dei Shamayim, Chutz Mitzinim Upachim.